I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. South Korea's parliament formally introduced a motion on Thursday to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol over a botched attempt to impose martial law, but his party vowed to oppose the move, throwing the process into doubt. Reuters correspondent Diane To reports.
South Korea's President Yoon Suk-yeol is facing threats of impeachment after making a controversial move on Tuesday to declare martial law in Asia's fourth largest economy. He said it was needed to protect the country from pro-North Korea forces, but backlash forced him to lift the order by early Wednesday. Opposition lawmakers say Yoon violated his constitutional duty with his attempt to ban political activity and censor the media, calling it treasonous. South Korea's constitution allows parliament to bring an impeachment motion against the president if he is believed to have violated the constitution or any law in the performance of official duties.
Reuters correspondent Diane To. U.S. President Joe Biden, on his visit to sub-Saharan Africa, has pledged another $600 million for a cross-continent rail corridor project.
Africa is the future. I'm not being solicitous. Those of you who've had to deal with me, I've been focusing on Africa since I was a kid in the United States Senate, heading the African Affairs Subcommittee. It is the future, and we have to step up.
Biden addressed regional leaders on Wednesday and used the third and final day of his visit to Angola to showcase the Lobito Corridor Railway. The U.S. and allies are investing heavily to refurbish 1,300 kilometers of train lines in Zambia, Congo, and Angola. The project aims to advance the U.S. presence in a region rich in cobalt, copper, and other critical minerals. This is VOA News. Officials say an American healthcare executive was fatally shot Wednesday morning. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Shots were fired outside a hotel in Midtown Manhattan. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says it was
a brazen, targeted attack.
The CEO of United Healthcare, Brian Thompson, was shot and killed.
The victim was in New York City to speak at an investor conference. It appears the suspect was lying in wait for several minutes. And as the victim was walking to the conference hotel, the suspect approached from behind and fired several rounds.
Thompson died at a nearby hospital. Tisch says the suspect got away first on foot and later on an e-bike. He was last seen in Central Park. Thompson had worked at United Healthcare for 20 years, the last three as CEO. I'm Ed Donahue.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is considering an alternative pick to head the Pentagon, with Pete Hegseth's nomination under pressure over a series of allegations. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
They include sexual misconduct, being drunk at work, and potential financial mismanagement. While on Capitol Hill meeting with senators,
do you need to address the questions about your character that have been raised?
Hegseth ignored questions about the allegations. A source, though, says the Trump transition team is getting worried about Hegseth's path to confirmation, and three people familiar with the matter say Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is being mentioned as a possible replacement. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump and U.S. First Lady Jill Biden are among global dignitaries expected in Paris Saturday as the city's iconic Notre Dame Cathedral reopens 5 years after a massive fire. Lisa Bryant reports from the French capital.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's visit to Paris is expected to be his first foreign visit since winning the election last month. Like many here, he'll be hearing the sounds of Notre Dame's bells ringing once again after years of silence. It's taken 5 years, 2,000 artisans and workers, and hundreds of millions of dollars to restore the medieval Gothic masterpiece. It was nearly destroyed during a fire in April 2019. U.S. President Joe Biden is not expected at Notre Dame's reopening, but First Lady Dr. Jill Biden is expected to attend. The event offers a short reprieve for France, facing pre-Christmas strikes, soaring debt, and an uncertain political future. Lisa Bryant, VOA News, Paris.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.